Hello, I'm Andrew Richardson, and in this audio, number 7 of my relaxed suite of audios, we are going to turn our guns on anxiety. Anxieties feature in most depression. Indeed, to view anxieties and depression is to see them towards opposite ends of a spectrum. Yes, they are closely related, but with differences. Thus, the variety of anxieties in all their forms contrasts with the simplicity of a depression. Anxieties derive from a healthy but oversensitive and so malfunctioning amygdala, which is the flight or fight response, and they can transform into many and varied manifestations. A depression, by contrast, is a specific form of mental distress caused by excess worrying, which leads to exhausting overdreaming, which then collapses motivation and self-confidence. So this audio will relieve anxieties and take pressure off your depression, and you will be seeing your future with more action and hope. So now we can begin to practice controlling anxiety and being comfortable knowing how to relax, and to use it to take away anxieties which you no longer need. Enjoy this 25 minutes or so trance session in a quiet place and not doing anything that requires your concentration, such as driving. And now that you are resting in that comfortable place, you can begin to rest those eyes. And if they are still open, you can close these eyes now. And just focus on the sound of my voice. Now I want you to remember that anxiety is not your enemy. It is simply a messenger or servant, and you can learn to become anxiety's master. So it is there to serve you in times of real danger, leaving you free to manage stress safely and efficiently. In fact, we are actually designed to respond to real physical danger, physically in our bodies, blood pressures rising, muscles tensing, breathing faster and producing more of the body's own natural stress hormones. And when we respond to real physical danger by taking physical action, we make use of all these physical changes to react physically and keep us safe. This is the flight or fight response. And after the danger has passed, the body can soon return to normal, since the physical action has taken and burnt up these stress hormones. That natural mechanism protects us from real danger and yet causes emotional distress when the threat is from excess worrying about situations that require a different response. Sometimes the thought of getting rid of anxiety itself can make you more anxious, because unconsciously you may fear losing the protection of the essential natural safety mechanism. So we are not going to get rid of it. We are going to recognize it for what it is. Anxiety is not your enemy. It is your messenger, your servant, and you are going to become its master. Now that you are relaxing more deeply, you can let the body settle into its own slow, natural and gentle breathing pattern. You can also begin to imagine a really calm and peaceful place. If you don't have a specific place in mind, you can choose to think about relaxing on a beach, or walking by a lake, or watching a beautiful sunset, or enjoying the fresh air in the mountains, or you can go to your own very special, calm, relaxing, and peaceful place. And as you begin to imagine being in your own special place, whether it's hot, warm, or cool, on a beach, or up in the mountains, or fields outside, or in a forest glade, or inside somewhere special, you can feel as if you are traveling there in your mind, being transported through time and space, as I count from 1 to 10, beginning now with 1, and just drifting away from the here and now. 2, relaxing deeper and deeper. 3, just letting any unwanted sounds fade away into the background. 4, with the here and now left far behind you. And 5, halfway between here and there. 6, preparing all the senses in the body so that they are ready to experience that place. 7, and that calm, relaxing, and peaceful place is beginning to appear all around you. 8, getting closer and closer, relaxing deeper and deeper. And 9, almost there, and anticipating the feeling of finally arriving. 10, now in your own special place, and noticing the quality of the air of that place, looking around and exploring, imagining what you can see in each direction. What are the different shapes and textures and colours that you can see? And if you walk around, what does it feel like under your feet? And pausing for a moment to notice what you can hear. All those sounds that you would expect to hear in that place, taking a deep breath in through the nose, thinking about what you can smell, and breathing out slowly as you imagine relaxing deeper and deeper. And as you enjoy relaxing there, it is as if time itself is slowing down, giving you all the time in the world to enjoy a deep and relaxing rest. Now, let us begin to get rid of that excess anxiety. It is as if that excess anxiety and those anxiety symptoms have been part of you for far too long. Suppose that in this calm and peaceful place, it's a bit like being in a dream. Perhaps it already has a dreamlike quality. And just like in a dream, things can seem a little different, sometimes a little surreal, if in that place it becomes possible to see anxiety as if it had a physical form, a shape, or a colour. Imagine what it would look like and where it would be, perhaps in the body itself. Perhaps you sometimes can feel it there, like a tight knot in the stomach or a nagging ache in the back. Or maybe it's like an annoying sound, like a police siren or a car alarm that refuses to stop. Now, in your special place, look up and imagine looking as far as you can see. If you are undercover, you can find that you can now see through as if you had X-ray vision, and you can look up into the sky and begin to imagine that way beyond the universe as we now know it, there is an amazing force which you can experience, and it has the power to transform that excess anxiety, the power to soften that shape and fade its colour, to melt it and evaporate it, transforming it into a fine mist that can evaporate through the skin and up into the air. And it has the power to quieten that sound as it's moving into the distance, further and further away. So where is that anxiety now? Just sense where it is and feel that anxiety softening now. Perhaps a warming sensation or a cooling sensation as it softens, moving in the body to that place where it can safely evaporate. Are you watching as it leaves the body? Are you seeing it move into the distance? Are you hearing it as the sound fades away? Watching it disappear further and further and further away. And as that excess anxiety begins to disappear, you will find that you can experience a deeper enjoyment of that special place, and a new experience of really appreciating what is there. As that anxiety continues to fade away, focus on all the features of that special place that make it so calming. The colours, the textures, the gentle natural sounds and fragrances. Notice how they can become richer, softer, soothing, and just allow yourself to enjoy what you have right now. So without anxiety, which makes you see mostly what is negative around you, begin to focus on all the things that you have, rather than those that you don't. And the longer you can remain calm and free from anxiety, the more access you will have to the part of your mind that solves problems and makes decisions, enabling you to resolve stressful situations easily and with confidence. So being free from anxiety means greater control over your life. When you realize that when you are free from anxiety, you can have more success, you will find out the truth that excess worrying simply doesn't work. It has no benefit. It doesn't help to solve problems. There is no point in all that worrying. If you want to deal with stressful situations more effectively, relax first. Now, you begin to really think about the things you have, to appreciate them, to be thankful for them. Think of something that you have now. Perhaps it is somewhere safe to live. Perhaps it is a good quality of physical health. maybe one good friend, maybe one of your vital senses, the ability to hear, to appreciate good music, or the sounds of nature, the sound of the breeze rustling through the trees, or birds singing, or the sound of water flowing down a stream. Or the sense of sight that enables you to see and enjoy everything around and lets you see new wonderful sights. Think of one good thing in your life right now, and soon you will think of another and another. And later on, you can write them down so you can remember them when you want to remind yourself that you have good things in your life. And remember that when you want to hold on to what you have and achieve more in your life, you need to stay calm and relaxed. History is full of examples of people who have survived tragic events, people who appear to have lost everything and yet start again, building on what has already been learnt in their life, helping to avoid repeating mistakes and returning stronger and more successful than before. Consider survivors of war, of persecution and conflict, who literally use everything they have, their home and their possessions, family and friends, people and themselves, living in a strange country, having to learn a new language, having to find work to support themselves, people who can rebuild their lives and survive. How and where and when can you do that too? Imagine now, as you continue to relax in that safe place, that you can see into the future. Begin by reminding yourself what it is like to relax in that place. Remember what you can see, the shapes and colours. Remember the sounds. Remember all the features in that place, and then imagine that you can see somewhere around you one of those portable video players. And before you turn on the player, imagine that it contains a recording of you in the future, when you no longer experience excess anxiety. Imagine how different you look and you will feel and behave. Imagine how different your life will be. Let your imagination write the script now for the scene you are about to see. So now you are ready to turn that video player on. Watch the screen as you begin to see yourself looking calm, relaxed and confident. Happy, content and in control. Look at that body, strong and determined. Look at the face, relaxed and smiling. Look at everything around you and see a better future. In the last few moments you have in this relaxing place, I want you to know that you can listen to this audio as often as you want, and each time you listen, you will achieve a deeper level of relaxation and greater control over anxiety. It is like that control in your audio machine, the one you are listening to right now. Just like you can turn down the sound, you can turn down these anxiety symptoms by using the control in your mind. Imagine turning it down right now. Lower. Lower. And lower. and as you continue to focus on the sound of my voice, you will soon hear me counting from 10 to 1. And you will very gently follow my voice back to the here and now, as if you are gently awakening from a deep restful sleep. And as you become more aware of the here and now, you will keep those eyes gently closed right up until I reach 1, when you will be able to open those eyes gently and in your own time. So beginning that journey back now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And just opening your eyes now in your own time, getting ready to continue with whatever you have planned next. Thank you for listening to this anxiety relax audio. Continue to listen, and that you find it helps you. Thank you.